Fish Port. This characteristic port is a traditional landing place for small and medium-sized ships which fish in the Sicilian Channel and is important for the economy of Trapani. Here we can find all kinds of fish and seafood which are quickly sorted and sent to national and foreign markets. Next to it, there is the Lazzaretto, a semicircular construction where crew members and victims of the plague and cholera were kept in quarantine. It was built between 1830 and 1832. We can also see Villino Nasi, the summer house of Nunzio Nasi, the famous lawyer from Trapani. He was several times councillor responsible for the municipality and in 1886 elected to the National Parliament and was twice minister. If it is possible, or if the gate is open, we can try to see inside. It is worthwhile. From this point only, we can get a glance at another important building on the sea, the Sea Castle, better known as the Colombaia, the fifth tower and the highest on the town coat of arms. The other four are Torre Pali, which was in the street of the same name, Torre Vecchia, incorporated into Carosio Palace, Torre di Porta Oscura, which we have already met, next to Palazzo Cavaretta, and the Torre del Castello di Terra, incorporated into the building of the Questura, which was built by Amilcare the Carthaginian. According to some people, the name Colombaia derives from the innumerable doves that live there. Others say that the name derives from the doves sacred to Venus Erycina that were bred there. It is also said that the Romans, during the First Punic War, managed to kill the troops that resided in the building and ended the town's state of emergency.